Welcome to the Friendship Quest, where we'll answer all your questions, or we'll do our best to figure it out. Let's give it a try, and we'll keep on going until we die.
Until we die!
Hello, and welcome to the Friendship Quest, a podcast that likes to take frequent breaks with no apparent reason or rhyme. That's us.
John, you didn't even call us out like that.
Well, you know, I feel like we need to take some accountability. We need to acknowledge our failings as entertainers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, because it's been a while, that listening to that and hearing you speak over it did bring me a lot of joy.
Yeah, that refreshed some memories. Yeah. I feel like I know how to do this. We're back in the swing of things.
It made me happy.
That's good.
I sound so ill. I'm really trying.
You do sound very ill. I can tell you're trying because you sounded a lot worse before, but this is impressive.
I'm really trying. I'm
Katie's
ill.
Katie's ill.
It's not COVID. I've taken numerous tests.
She's basically a quiz master at this point, the number of tests she's taken.
He's so annoying.
But yes, here we are. Maybe I'll have to carry a lot of the talking, depending on how this goes.
I've got all the stimulus for this episode, though. So
that's true. You are the stimuli.
So it's not going to go very well. It's fine. We're fine.
We're fine. We don't have any questions from the audience, do we?
That's because, John, we haven't posted anything in 3 weeks.
Wouldn't you know, that's how it works. Hopefully this will spur some more.
I am going to make videos, I promise. It is going to happen.
Thank you.
And we've come to a decision.
A grand decision.
That because we don't live together anymore.
Sad.
It is very difficult for us to, find each other and record a podcast. So this is now a fortnightly podcast.
No longer weekly.
No, every other week. And we can commit to that.
We say after taking a 3 week break.
Yeah.
Okay, but fortnightly should work.
Yeah.
I believe in us.
And you know what? They're quite long episodes. So
it's true.
You could break it up. You could listen to one half in 1 week. And then the second half in the other week.
And then you're just done.
It's going to be great.
Excellent.
There you go. There are our updates.
Fun, fun, fun.
So. Let's just get straight into it. Because let's be real.
Let's jump right into it.
Let's be real. I can't record for very long.
No, your voice is going to give out any minute now.
So let's just quickly get through this. Mm-mm-mm. John,
yes.
What is our question?
Our question today is... Who are we? And I should mention that this is not the phone brand. Who are we?
Oh my, yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of when we came up with this question.
You didn't tell me that.
I know, it's a surprise.
This is going to be a jumbo episode. That doesn't mean it's going to be longer. It's going to have lots of questions in it.
You said jumbo earlier to me, and jumbo does mean... longer and bigger and...
Yeah, but I mean, because it's going to have lots of questions in it.
Yes.
That's
it's going to have
I mean.
Lots of questions. A bumper episode of questions.
Yeah. Where you're going to learn stuff about us.
Who are we?
And who are we?
Why are we here? Katie has a lovely little book.
I do.
A Q&A a day. Yes. Book with all sorts of questions of varying quality.
I believe I got this book from Etsy.
Oh.
And I think, looking in the middle, just because I feel like if I'm using this book, I should probably shout out where you can get it.
Nice.
I think from Potter Style, I think, is where you can get this book.
Shout out.
There you go. It's got 365 questions in it. For 5 years.
Whoa.
So the idea is that every day you answer these questions and then you do that for 5 years and you can look back at all your answers over the years. Now, I am not very good at that, so I haven't been really keeping up with it, but occasionally I write an answer in and the questions are very short and they can be quite funny to answer. So we're just going to flick through and answer some.
Love it.
So, John.
Yes, give me a question.
What is your mission?
My mission.
Yeah.
Is this the first question in the book?
It is, 1st of January. Do you want to know what I said when I was 19? No,
yeah.
18.
Ooh, 18, so that's...
Because it was in 2018, I hadn't had my birthday yet.
Okay, so that's 4 years ago.
So I was 18. My mission then
yep.
was to have fun.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah. That's all I've written.
I mean, that's a good mission, to be honest.
I do think, like, but it's just so funny. I can't argue with it. It's just so funny to look at.
My mission... I guess I want to have fun. I want to earn money. I want to contribute positively to society.
Yeah, I think I'd expand on my answer and say, like, to find success in something that I enjoy.
There you go. That's a great self-help quote.
That's better than to have
to
fun.
To have fun.
That's my mission.
It's a good mission. I think... we're slowly edging towards it, but who knows?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Can people change?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what 18-year-old me thought as well.
Nice. I'm glad we agree. That's a strange one. It comes
that's
across
a hard
as
one.
Like a the moral of like a rom-com or something,
yeah.
Where it's like, can people change? Will I ever be different from how I was in the past? I think so, yes. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm always willing to give people second chances and third
I think
chances.
Certain, like, some people find that harder.
That's
you know?
True.
And that's, but I think everybody has that within them.
Mm.
It's just that to some people that comes easier and to some people they'd have to fight for it.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
Some people wouldn't believe that others could change or I don't
yeah. And I think if you're one of those people that doesn't believe that, then you are not going to change, right?
That's true.
There
yeah,
you go.
Change your mindset, positive mental attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to ask that question because we've already answered that before.
Fun, fun, fun.
What was the best part of today, John?
Best part of today was I had some Frosties. For breakfast, which is
it's quite early on a Sunday to be answering that question.
Yeah. I'm going to the cinema later, so that'll probably be pretty good.
See what?
I'm going to see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's so exciting.
Have you seen it?
No, I want to.
You need to for the Marvels.
Yeah, but I'm not there yet, am I?
That's true. I forgot that.
Yeah.
No, I'm quite excited to see that because I don't have much reason to go to the cinema lately. But there you go. Here's one. But yes, so far, the Frosties are pretty good, gotta say.
Yeah, so far, I think drinking like honey in hot water, that was the best part of my day.
Yum, yum,
because then it actually allowed me to speak a little bit. And I'm looking forward to watching Strictly later because I missed it last night.
Oh, is it starting? Is it this weekend?
It's already been on, John.
Is this the first week?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to watch the like opening show
okay.
from last week because Bill Bailey danced on it.
Oh.
It was so good.
We love me some Billy Bailey.
It was so good.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking forward to today.
Good idea.
What was the last restaurant you went to?
I went to Harvester last uh-huh. night.
I went to TGI Fridays last night.
Oh, why? That's a nice, that's an interesting surprise.
We went for a work meeting. Well, like a chill work meeting.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Ah. So. Harvester, I don't know. I presume they don't have harvesters abroad.
I don't know. I always love a good... That used to be like my favourite restaurant when I was a child. There was like a Harvester down the road and I loved it.
They're good for kids, but there's something about them that I can't quite vibe with.
They changed, though.
They changed.
I can't remember. Somebody bought them and it became bad.
Yeah.
I remember that traumatised me as a child, I won't lie. somebody bought a harvester and then it became bad. Parents, come back to me on that. You will know.
What do you think of harvester? Let us know.
What song is stuck in your head?
I don't know. It's a random collection of TikTok sounds at the moment.
Yeah, same. Berries and cream, mostly.
There's a lot of berries and cream floating
around.
Lots
of that.
It's the Justin Bieber, what is it, his song?
Berries and cream.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Stay, that's
Stay,
the song.
That's the song, yeah. That with berries and cream interjected is pretty prominent in my lobes.
I really like the, I write Since Not Tragedies, Berries and Cream.
How does that one go? Give us a little...
Oh, I can't do it off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I just know I really like it. Hang on. Haven't you people ever heard of berries and goddamn cream? No.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. I think
so
I have
good.
Heard that one.
That's so good.
It always annoys me, though, when it starts out normally and then... God damn it, it's another...
It's my favourite thing.
It's a berries and cream in disguise.
Well, when I was 18, Single Ladies was stuck in my head, apparently. It's just
okay?
A song I listen to very much, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good song, don't get me wrong, but I don't generally put it on. It's more the sort of thing where if it comes on at a party, you're like, yeah, what a bop. So I don't know why it was stuck in my head, but
well,
there you go.
There you go.
What's your favourite accessory?
What do you mean? What?
Well, so 18-year-old me wrote my angel necklace.
Okay.
Because I wore it every day.
Really?
Never took it off, yeah. Sometimes I do start wearing. I have like 3 necklaces that I just sort of swap between and I'll wear them all the time. So currently I'm wearing a little leaf one that I wear.
Like
all the time,
leaf.
So I don't take that one off. I've got another one that's like red cherry kind of things. I've got that one as well. So those would be mine.
Very nice. My favourite accessory. I quite like my phone case. That's an accessory,
I
right?
I like my phone case, yeah.
What counts as an accessory? Cause
I don't I've know, got, like an I've additional got... thing you wear.
I wear quite like my sunglasses.
Okay, yep, that's an accessory.
Yep, does that count?
Yeah, it does.
I'm not very bejeweled or...
Neither am I, but I just happen to wear necklaces permanently.
Yeah,
I
hadn't thought about it, but I guess you do.
I don't know, I just have some that I really like and were given to me by important people, so I just like wearing them.
Tell you what is something I do wear every day that I probably don't give enough credit for. My belt.
Yeah, that's
it's
an accessory.
It's such a good belt.
I'll give you
it
that.
It stayed with me through thick and thin. It always helps me. Love a belt.
Good. Where do you want to travel to next?
Should I buy another belt?
Answer my question.
Travel to next?
Yeah.
The cinema? To see Shang-Chi?
No, actual travelling.
Actual travelling.
Yes.
That's quite a tricky one because we're in a state of... Well, I feel like it's now becoming more acceptable to travel abroad.
Oh, yeah. Ignore the pandemic.
Ignoring the panny.
We're over it.
We're over
Where are
it,
you going?
Apparently. I'd say the next place I'll probably go is Tokyo. Is what's being mouthed to me across the room. That's definitely not where I'm likely to go next because that is very expensive.
No, but the question is, where do you want to travel?
Okay,
to
where
next?
Do I want to? Japan is the biggest number.
Okay,
one. Tokyo sounds good. I'd love to. That is Japan. Tokyo is probably the single most wanted to travel to place I have on my radar.
Well, 18-year-old me wrote Disneyland,
nice.
Even though I'd literally just been the previous month.
I want to go again.
I literally wrote, I've just been, but I want to go again.
I want to go to Universal Studios Japan.
Where I'd want to go now,
mm-hmm.
At 22 years of age, I'd like to go, me and my friends are talking about we went interrailing when we were 19-ish, I think.
Yeah.
And we were talking about doing something similar again, not necessarily interrailing, because that's actually slightly more difficult now because we're not in the EU.
Oh, yeah.
But we were talking about doing a group holiday somewhere again. Don't know where. I'd love to go back to Budapest. I always say it. It was just so good. I'd love to go back to Budapest. So that's my answer.
Very nice. I think I will next go to Germany or Portugal.
Ooh.
Because they are close and cheap. And I have friends there that I've not been able to see because of the pandemic. Very sad.
That is sad.
German Christmas markets. Sounds pretty good.
Mm. Are you a leader or a follower?
I'd say I work well in any... This feels like a job interview. I work well in any position. You know, I can take charge when I need to, and I can take orders when it's necessary.
But it's true, isn't it? Who would sit there and be like, yeah, no, I'm a leader?
I think that would say a lot about a
person. I'm a follower. Yeah. All right.
That would definitely say a lot about the person.
I do tend to, like, follow.
Yeah.
But it depends how confident I am in that area.
I'd say I tend to lead in a lot of social situations where everyone else is indecisive.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So sometimes you just need someone to make a decision. That's me. I'm a decision boy.
When it comes to, like, teaching, singing and music and stuff that I do, I'm pretty confident in that. Like,
that's true.
I will go, no, I want to make this decision. And also, we were talking at our work meal last night about the fact that, like, there's always a good cop and a bad cop in, like, teaching situations. And somehow I've become the bad cop.
What? Really?
I'm the bad cop. Yeah,
how?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I am the one that tells them off.
And what do the other teachers do?
He's very nice.
Okay. Too nice.
He'll do the whole I'm waiting thing, you know? And I get bored of that. So then I'll be like, no, you all need to get it together.
Simmer down.
So,
yeah,
I've somehow become the bad cop. So, there you go.
Very assertive.
I know. Do you owe someone money?
Interesting. If I do, it's probably not a lot. Maybe my parents. I could feasibly say that. I don't know. I guess I owe them a lot, in one way or another.
Yeah.
I don't know any of my acquaintances much money.
I don't think I owe anyone money. People owe me money, but that's because I've not told them how much they owe me, which is a classic move from me.
Classic Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I probably do owe some people money in the sense that, like, they've probably paid for things as friends, and then you've not, like, you've just been like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think so.
Do you need a break?
I've not even started yet.
That's the question.
Do you need a break? Did Katie answer this from 4 years ago?
Katie did.
Oh, dear.
Katie was not okay.
Oh, no.
18-year-old Katie wrote, so this said, do you need a break from what? And I wrote, from stress, just for a bit, and from disappointment, please.
Wow.
I don't know what I was disappointed about.
Too much stress. I'd say I do not need a break. I feel I've had a break for the last few months.
Yeah, you have.
So I'm excited to get started. I want a break from all this social interaction.
You are being pretty social.
I'm so social right now. Can we have another lockdown? No, that's bad.
Stop.
Cease.
I need a break because I'm ill.
That's true. You need to rest.
I do need to rest. Why am I here?
In your room.
Bye.
No.
If you were going to start your own company, what would it be?
When I was a young boy, I always envisaged starting a like a shop that I could sell my own things in, that would be not like things I owned, but like I would choose what to sell, and it would be a cool, trendy little shop where I could sell like video games and
trading cards
and I don't know, whatever else I was interested in at the time.
I'd start a theatre company. It's really not that difficult.
Wow.
I know.
What, as in you'd put on productions?
Well, yeah.
Would you own a theatre?
No, that's not what theatre companies necessarily do,
but
John.
But you could. I don't know. What's the dream?
I don't know. I don't really want to own a company, so...
Okay. Fair enough.
What was the last TV show you watched?
I watched Hunter x Hunter yesterday, which is an anime.
Yep.
It's very good. I'm rewatching it. A lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
That was very enthusiastic.
It took ages to think about.
I think the last ones I watched, it's either Drag Race, there's a new season of Drag Race UK.
Nice.
Or Sex Education, because there's a new season of that. So I'm rewatching the whole thing from season one.
Oh.
Because my housemates haven't watched it. So we're watching from season one.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I haven't seen season yet.
But it is an 18, so...
It is an 18. Do not watch if you are not 18.
Don't. It is very inappropriate. What is your resolution for tomorrow?
Find somewhere to live.
I'm going
flat hunting. So that's the goal. That's the dream.
I don't know if I have a resolution for tomorrow.
Get better?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Decide whether I am well enough to go into work. That's my resolution. Who do you live with?
Wow.
Wow, what an exciting question.
I currently live with my family.
Nice.
But very soon I may only be living with my girlfriend, which would be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
In our, as aforementioned, flat.
that you need to find. I live with my friends.
I live with my friends.
I live with my friends.
Very nice.
But in 2018, I wrote, I live with my flatmates. I hate them. They're awful.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
I was not okay in 2018. I'm skipping some of these questions. Oh, my God. What are three things you have to buy?
Oh, as in, like, now?
Yeah.
I need a new charger. The lead for my charger is like not doing well. It's
That's so sad.
It's given up a bit. So I need a new charger. I need to buy a flat or rent one at least.
I mean, it's funny because yesterday I did have three things that I needed to buy, but I bought them. So
what were they?
I needed paracetamol. Nice. I needed Strepsils. Nice. And I needed honey.
That does paint a picture.
And I thought, this boy in Iceland selling me these things, I bought them from Iceland.
Okay.
He's probably thinking, oh, God.
I envisaged that it was like... The country of Iceland.
No, the shop Iceland.
Okay.
Interesting. It's the nearest one to work.
Okay.
It's the nearest one to work. I bought them and I thought, this boy is thinking, oh, hang on a second.
Hang on. Do not want to touch.
So, there you go.
Ill alert.
Why?
I don't know what my third thing is. I probably need to buy like a train ticket. A monthly or something, so I can save money on travelling.
I do need to buy a train ticket, actually. That's a good point.
Nice. Remember that one, kids.
How late did you sleep? In 2018, I slept from 4 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Standard. That's 8 hours. It's not too bad.
Oh yeah, it's just the choice of time range is interesting.
Yeah. I think I slept, I think I went to bed about midnight last night, and I woke up about 9. It was like 1 to 9. I'll say 1 to 9.
I think I was about like 11:30 to 9 ish. I go to sleep really early now. It's so sad.
That is so sad for you.
I just need to put, look, I don't know what I was on in 2018, but I decided the world was falling apart around me because as the answer to the question, what is your biggest obstacle right now? I wrote loneliness.
What?
Oh my God. John, why didn't you check up on me?
Why were you lonely? We were...
I don't know.
We were friends then.
Maybe you didn't have, like, dinner with me that day or something, so I was feeling particularly, like, down.
What day is it? What?
It was a Monday.
Does it give you a date?
No, it's just on the previous one, I'm talking about the fact that it was Sunday, so it must be Monday, the 12th of February.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What are you doing, John?
Whatever I did, I wasn't there for you.
I was so lonely.
So lonely.
Who is the... This is so funny. You're going to love this answer. Who is the craziest person in your life?
Oh, no.
Do you want to know who 2018 Katie wrote?
Yep.
It was you, John.
Whoa. That's so weird.
That is so weird.
Was I that crazy?
I wrote, John, nothing else needs to be said.
Wow.
So, there
That's
you go.
Kind of flattering. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Who's I would stick with that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Craziest.
Crazy.
I'm so crazy. I don't know who the craziest person is in my life. It's probably me. Let's be real.
You are pretty wild.
I'm pretty wacky, aren't I? I'm pretty zany.
Yeah. What's really funny is... 2018 Katie really turned it around in 10 days because on the 22nd of February, as what was your prevailing emotion of the day, I answered, happiness. I had a really fun day.
It's all ups and downs. That's okay. So... What's your prevailing emotion right now?
Ill.
Ill. Is that an emotion?
It feels like it.
It should be.
General just fuzziness. Like, I don't really feel like I feel an emotion.
I'm feeling a little bit like I ate too many Frosties. That's that emotion. I feel like a sugary tummy full. Yum, yum, yum.
What's the last dream you remember?
That's a futile question. I do not remember my dreams at all.
I do. I remember my dream from last night.
Okay. Do you want to talk us through it?
My boyfriend accidentally broke up with me. He did not mean to. Which is a very him thing
to
do.
That is very on brand.
Basically, he wasn't going to have internet for a while. Right. But he conveyed that in a poor manner, which made it seem like he was breaking up with me and not just that he wasn't going to be able to talk to me. That was my dream.
That's a good dream.
And zombies were also in there, but I'm not sure how they factored in.
Are you dreaming of zombies all the time? Is this a problem?
Oh, I just know somebody turned into a zombie. It was like a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay, of course. And the internet.
And we were on
down.
A bus at one point, and it just went through, and then like somebody fell off the bus or something and got bitten, so they turned into a zombie. I don't know. And in the midst of that, he didn't have Wi-Fi, and so he accidentally broke up with me. I wasn't even mad about it, because I was just like, you're an idiot.
I like the idea that, like, in all of your dreams, like, the zombie apocalypse is just going on in the background, and it's, like, slowly getting worse. But, like, whatever contemporary issue you're worried about is also there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When was the last time you were sick?
like physically, like...
I don't know, it just says that.
Okay. To be fair, I haven't had a cold in a long time, which is nice.
Go away.
I'm sorry.
Why would you say that to me right now?
To be fair, when I had my first vaccine shot,
I
felt pretty groggy for a few days after that. I felt pretty ill.
I felt pretty bad after my second one.
But you're currently sick. You're talking about, like, physically, like, throwing up. I haven't thrown up in, like, 10 years.
I haven't thrown up since 2017.
There you go. Look at us. Look at us.
Look at us.
Healthy. Look at us.
Who's your nemesis?
Whoa. It's going to have to be Katie. Nemesis?
Yeah.
Who has a nemesis?
I have a nemesis.
From 2018?
Yeah.
Who was your nemesis in 2018?
I just wrote, we don't talk about her, and I'm not going to talk about her now either.
To be fair, I do know. That's a fair enough nemesis.
Nemesis is such a stupid word for it, isn't it?
Nemesis. I'd say my nemesis is the housing market. Makes you think.
What was something you wanted today but couldn't have?
More Frosties.
You just said you had too many Frosties.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted more, but I couldn't eat them.
Once again, 2018 Katie is not okay.
Friends?
She wrote, what was something you wanted today but couldn't have? Mother's Day with my mum.
Oh.
That was so sad. There you go, mum.
There's some bonus points.
Yep.
What
do you want to buy?
Hmm.
And I wrote a yoga mat, and I did eventually get a yoga mat.
That's pretty good. That's a lovely story.
Thank you. I found that pretty exciting.
Yeah. What do I want to buy now?
Come on now.
I don't know. I just want a flat.
There you go.
That's a boring one.
Don't care.
Okay.
on the 22nd of March 2018, for Jot Down a News Story from Today, I wrote, Zuckerberg's up to some shady stuff.
Ah, it's that time. Very nice.
Jot Down a News Story from Today in 2021, though, would be the petrol crisis.
The petrol crisis. Running out of petrol, although we're not.
No, we're not. It's just the public.
The panic buying. Classic. It's like toilet paper all over again.
It's the toilet paper all over again.
We
Jesus.
Love it.
Jesus.
Well, I don't have a car.
No.
So I guess I'm not getting one anytime soon.
I literally didn't know until everybody at work was panicking about getting home.
Mm. Well, the traffic was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
John.
Oh.
What is your secret passion?
My secret passion is I don't know. I feel like I'm quite open with my passions.
I know, right? Like,
yeah, like
why are you keeping it secret, bro?
It's like a guilty pleasure. Do I have a guilty pleasure? Probably not. Secret passion. Did 2018 Katie have a secret passion?
Yeah, I've written dancing.
Not known for that one.
No, it's not like I teach it or anything. I don't understand what's gone on there. I mean, I don't know if I was teaching dance back when I was 19, so that's fair, I guess. I don't know. It's a strange answer, but
that's weird.
I don't agree with it now.
To everyone else, it's probably podcasting, because who knows that I do this? Some people.
What sound effect are you most like today?
Sound effect?
Yeah.
You know what? On TikTok, I've been seeing a lot of these like wacky videos where they'll like, it'll start off, I don't know, normally, and then like they'll say, oh, there's something wrong with my cat. And then it'll just like, it'll start running. And then they've got all these cartoon, like cartoon sound effects over the top. And they're pretty epic. That makes me laugh a lot. I love a little Scooby-Doo effect.
Okay. I would be just like aggressive coughing. That's my sound effect today.
Oh, you know what? Slide whistles. That's my favorite.
That's a really good one.
I love a slide whistle. I wish.
Oh, what's your favorite thing to do on a Sunday morning?
Record the Friendship Quest with my good friend Katie.
Look at that.
To be fair, that is probably the most consistent activity I have on Sunday mornings.
It's that or I sleep. Oh, God. If you could acquire a talent, what would it be? I've written dance again.
You clearly didn't believe in yourself. You're a secret dancer waiting to come out of the woodwork.
I mean, I'm not like a dancer, but
yeah,
like I dance, so 19-year-old Katie needs to get a bit of a grip.
To be fair, I could say dance. I like the idea of being good at dancing, but I don't think I am.
Oh, it's so easy though. Like,
all right, okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, you could get into it really easily.
True. Okay, wait, so
you have basic rhythm. If you have basic rhythm, you can dance.
I do have
fact.
My musicianship skills.
But if you have basic rhythm and the ability to move your arms and legs in different ways to each other, you can dance.
You know what? That is kind of the bit I struggle with.
Is it actually?
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I am coordinated.
Okay, I'll take it back then.
I guess I wish I was more independently coordinated. I'm bad at, like, moving my body in certain ways.
I do remember trying to teach you how to do, like, a figure of eight with your hips.
Oh, I cannot do that. Never going to happen.
It was a struggle.
Yeah. I don't know how to move that part of my body.
But you don't necessarily, like, you can do other things,
okay,
can't you?
Yeah, sure. Wait, so what was the question? What a secret talent? No. Not
if
secret.
You could acquire a talent,
if
what
I could
would
acquire
it be?
A talent. I probably wouldn't choose dance, but that's an option. Maybe like languages, like be good at languages. So I feel like I'm not, but I like the idea of learning one.
To be fair, I laughed at 19-year-old me, but if I could acquire like actual proper skills, if I could do a double, I'm sorted for life. But I can't, so.
That is sad.
It is pretty sad. Which celebrity would you want to interview?
Oh.
I've written in all capitals, David Tennant.
I was going to predict that. To be fair, it'd be
but
quite.
But I've later said,
oh,
I don't think I could ever meet David Tennant.
That's also true.
Because it would just be so embarrassing for me.
You would not
like
be
I would
to
break down, yeah. And I don't want to do that. Because then he's just going to think I'm crazy. So I don't think that's a good idea for me in life. So, you know, maybe somebody else. I don't know who.
Who would I want to interview? I don't know. I'm not into I don't have many celebrity idols. So I'm not sure. That's a tricky one.
On the 6th of May, 2018.
Oh.
It was the question, what was the last party you went to?
Whoa.
Can you guess?
Was it my birthday?
It was your birthday.
Wow. I remember that. I had an exam that day.
Did you?
3-hour exam in the afternoon of my birthday on a Saturday.
I was at work on your birthday, I can tell.
And then the evening we had a party, which was nice. Last party I've been to was, what had that been? No idea.
Last party I've been to recently. Oh, God.
Don't know if I've been to one.
My birthday party? That's too long. No. Because there have been others since then.
Yeah.
What did you do for your birthday?
Nothing. I had to write my dissertation.
Oh. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I have to read this out, but it's really embarrassing.
Okay.
We don't need to answer this question, but I just think it's funny to read my answer. This is 19-year-old me.
Nice.
The question is, who do you think is cute?
Ooh.
And I wrote, a couple of guys. I'm keeping my options open.
A couple of guys.
Who do you think you are? Oh my God.
Who do you think's cute?
That is so cringe. I can't believe I actually wrote that. To be fair, I wrote it not then expecting me to read it out on a podcast. So.
That's how I write everything. That's how I always expect it to be read out on a podcast. Check yourself.
I'm trying to find like a good closing enemy.
That's
enemy. Sorry, enemy. Not enemy. I was reading a question at the same time. The question that I was on when I was trying to say I'm trying to find a good closing question was what makes a good enemy. So that's why I got confused.
Good enemy. Why is this book so obsessed with you having enemies and nemeses?
I did just write what does this even mean, so yeah. I didn't have an answer for that. Okay. It's quite a difficult question, but it's a big question.
Okay.
What do you consider to be your biggest achievement? And I quite like what I wrote when I was 19.
Let's give us that.
Because it's just very simple, but it should be something that we're proud of. And I just wrote, turning out to be a pretty decent human being.
Aww. It's very bold of you to make that call. But
shut up.
It's a wholesome and nice answer.
I was just proud of myself that day, it seems.
I mean, I guess, yeah, being proud of the person you are is pretty good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I guess my degree...
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing I've achieved recently.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that.
But that's about it, really. No.
Surely not.
Well, what's an achievement?
Yeah, I don't know.
Being able to keep up with a consistent podcasting schedule.
Stop. Yeah, actually getting a podcast out this week will be my biggest achievement. Yeah, we've come full circle. There we go. That's our biggest achievement. Lovely. You're so welcome.
Well, that was fun. A little more chill.
Yeah.
Getting back into the swing of things. Hopefully have an episode up in another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Rather than 3 weeks.
Which means you have 2 weeks to send in some stuff to us.
So please send in your comments to... KTHP Theatre on TikTok, where hopefully a video will be posted. But if not, just leave it anywhere and we'll find it.
Don't bank on it, but I will try.
And yeah, send us emails at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. We love to take your comments and questions. We're back, baby. It's gonna be good. We weren't gone that long. I really liked last episode. Can I just
say?
What
was the last episode?
The transport one.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to all of them recently. Can I just say, John?
Yeah.
I think this is a very good podcast.
That's so bold of you.
I know.
Very confident in yourself.
I know. I don't want to put it out there, but because I was listening to all the most recent ones to find clips for TikTok videos. I was having a great time on the bus.
There you go.
So I just would like to say, this is a very good podcast. You should listen to it.
It's a very good thing to say at the end of a podcast.
Shh.
But yes, I agree. I like this podcast a lot. We've had some good episodes.
We have.
So yeah, we hope you enjoy. And remember that whether or not you can be consistent with something, if you pick yourself up and try again, it'll be worth it in the end. And that's the moral of today's episode.